Hey all, it's Damian Nash, and you're listening to Geekologist Radio. Now,
shut up and sit down.
Hey, like I said, it's Damien, coming at you with a little bit of a, more of a, kind of a PSA slash mini-sode, if you will. This last week, we've had storms, we've had power outages, we've had fires burning, power poles down. Needless to say, we've had a lot of stuff happen that has had made it difficult for the crew to get together to record an episode. So, what we're doing right now is, we always want you to have something. We're always going to strive to make sure that our audience has something to listen to. So I'm manning the cannon, and I'm going to put in just a little bit of stuff out there. We're going to record it, have our grandmaster editor, Mr. Beefouts82. He's going to hop in when we get a chance to have him edit, and we'll get something out to you that you can listen to. No matter what, this is what we're going to tell you. Is no matter what, if we have a week where everybody's on vacation, anything, we will figure out something to always deliver to let you guys know that we're still here and we will always be here. So with that, I'm going to get into the nitty-gritty. So Little Game came out for the people who bought the Ultimate Edition. Now, I know. It was like, hey, buy the DLC with the game and we will give you it early for the weekend. I know that I'm going to play the crap out of Gears of War 4. So, I purchased the Ultimate Edition. Now, there's a little bit of caveat to that is the fact that I work weekends. So, I picked it up Thursday night sometime about 9, I don't know, picked up Thursday night. Was able to pick it up and play for a few rounds. Now, I started off on casual for the Horde mode because I didn't play campaign. My campaign I reserved to play with my buddies and my brother because I played all the other campaigns with my brother and then when they added on extra players to be able to play with a group of friends. I mean, it's how you got to play these games. You got to really enjoy the campaign, take it in, have some laughter moments with your buddies, you know, all that stuff. Now, didn't have a lot of people on that had picked up the game, the least edition that I got. And so, didn't have anybody really test out Horde mode. So, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play with some blueberries. So, I hopped in, playing casual. This was supposed to be the return to a Horde mode, and it really didn't feel that way. Like, the ways were too short. There was no difficulty in it. And I was like, oh no, this is sad. And then I thought, you know, I'm tired and I picked to play casual. Casual should be easy. Casual is for the player who has basically never played a third person or first person shooter in general. And that's exactly what it was. This was straight up, I'm a newbie. So I kicked it into normal. Found a new group of people to play with. Problem was with this group, there was no mic. But we made do. We were doing actually quite well. The difficulty was so much more of a drastic change from casual just normal mode alone that I can't even imagine nor wait to explore the other intricacies of the different difficulties that they have to offer for this Horde mode, because normal was return to Horde mode. Everything was great and mind-boggling, just good fun. Now, one thing is, we've seen all these screenshots, we've seen all this stuff. It's been on Xbox in engine and even on PC. Now, the regular multiplayer, so player versus player combat, beautifully rendered, 60 frames a second. Now, Horde mode, you got a lot of stuff going on and everything. It's still a beautiful game, but it's not that 60 frames a second, and it's not as bright. Now, mind you, I'm not playing on a 4K TV, and this game will do 4K. My kind of curiosity factor started kicking in. And now, I haven't been able to get a 4K TV yet, but I'm going to do that as soon as I can just to see what it looks like. Because I think that the reason there's such a big difference between the regular multiplayer and then the Horde mode, and probably even, I haven't played the campaign yet, but I'm guessing the campaign as well, is going to be the factor that it was optimized for the Xbox One S and you know, probably more importantly, eventually Scorpio. But even still, let's talk gameplay. I got goosebumps. It felt real. It felt, I mean, it was real, but it felt to normal. In fact, back to Horde mode, back to that Gears 2, quasi Gears 3 feel. So when you start out the game, you get to pick up this, you pick up two gears, run over, and they pick up this box. Now I'm thinking, you think crafting table from Minecraft, okay? Also, this thing acts as like your base of operations, your BOP. So one gear picks up one side, and they can run and they can drag it, but it's really slow. And you're on a timer before your wave starts, right? Another one picks up, and then you run and you figure out the spot that you can best fortify. Now, this is on any of the multiplayer maps that you can do this. And you're thinking, when you pick a location, part of it is with Horde mode, you gotta think like it's a tower defense game, tower defense title, because it kind of is. You're gonna create as many firing lanes as you can, and set up things to bottleneck the enemy in order to, you know, just have the best survivability opportunity you can have. Now, with Gears of War 4, you also have the factor of there's classes. Now, we saw classes in one of the modes of Judgment. It was all right. But it was a multiplayer kind of thing. It was supposed to be their version of Horde mode, but players played the opposite side, and it just didn't have the same effect. You also didn't get to pick what character you wanted and then have them be that class. Coalition listened. They have class-based combat, but guess what? You get to pick your character, and they can be whatever class you want. It's really, really awesome. Now, taking that, rolling up and running with it, okay? I pick the soldier class. This is the general, all-purpose, hey, guys, I want the nostalgia factor. I want a Lancer, I want a Stubby, and I want a Nasher. Give me two frag grenades and I'm good to go. I am Johnny on the spot. So that's what this is. So this soldier class, they're like your DPS frontman slash tank kind of fella. Now you have a heavy that's a tank as well, but you're the guy that's running up, like in a paintball sense, you're running up in the front lines, and you're kind of frontline midline guy, right? Because there's a scout. Now things about the scout class, they get a retrolancer, they run a little faster, they get perks. They get a little extra bonus credit for resource pickups. Now let's talk a little bit about resources. What's that? Well, resources are what you pick up after a kill, and those resources you bring back. Now you have, if you die, you lose them, of course. But if you get them back to your fabricator tool, which is that box I talked about, the Minecraft box, you get them back in, you load them up, and you can buy things like drones, razor wire fences that you can upgrade to lasers, all that stuff, right? All that jazz. And another key factor is, say, yeah, your character meets an untimely death, you know, and you're sitting back and you're just twiddling your thumbs. It doesn't have to happen like that anymore. Another player can run up and pick up your cog tags, run back to the fabricator, pop those in and pay with resources, boom, you're back in the game. Now for hardcore fans, this is going to be something that's going to be like, oh man, what are you doing? Well, that's not it. That's not what they're, you know, hardcore fans. Yes, we understand Horde mode's supposed to hit you. You're supposed to, you know, if you lose all your people and you have one guy left and he survives, it's supposed to be those hit clutch moments, right? You're still going to get those. But think about it this way. It's getting your player back in the game, also adding another element, because it's risky. You know, if a person died, you're going to be at risk running up to get those dog tags. Gives more of an opportunity for people not to just be sitting on the sidelines and being more active in the game. That worked out great for me because I actually died quite a bit. Now, that's Dane brings me on to another subject of Gears of War. This game, they did such a good job on the death scenes that when you get killed by something, at least at the point right now, I couldn't get angry. I actually, in fact, pretty much anytime I got a different animation, I was like saying, Cortana, record that. Cortana, record that. She's probably at a point where she's telling you, shut up already. But, you know, it is what it is. Now, we get to wave 10, and the boss modes start happening. Every 10 waves, you know, it's a boss. Starting after you defeat that boss, you get another modifier that gets kicked in on you, adding that extra difficulty, right? So, the first couple bosses that came in were carrying traditional Gears weapons, thing called, like, you know, a mulcher and a boomshot. Got a little hairy couple situation, but we took them down. We took them down. And after that, gave us a score. We lost one of our guys. I was like, oh, man. No, how did that happen? So, lost one of our characters, and then we're like, oh. I'm like, I'm ready. I'm like, this is where everybody else just leaves. But it didn't happen. It actually made us solidify. Even though the other players did not have a mic, they were like, they would shoot at a direction and shoot at another direction, basically telling you, get your butt over there. At least in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, soldier, get yourself over there right now. Get to that point. They're probably saying expletives because, you know, sometimes I wasn't like, oh, that's what they want to do, you know, light bulb. So we're still working together. The scout and I, because one of the classes that we lost was we had two engineers. We lost one of our engineers. So we had a heavy and an engineer that stayed back at base of operations, making sure that stayed fortified, fending off anything that got past the scout and myself as the soldier. There's a lot more detail that can go into this stuff, but for a little more of that, I actually wrote an article up on our page, geekologistradio.com. You got to click up on where it says blogs, or if you're on a phone, you'll see three little lines. You click up on that, go to blogs, you'll see it. And there's also some links to some of the stuff on there that you can click on that will take you to more info on some of the characters that were involved in that. We get to wave 20, and the boss comes in, and they have these things. We saw it in the E3 demo, the Pouncer. My God. Those things are creepy as is, but then this one was like a giant oil-slickened, slimy-looking black, this just tar version of that thing, right? But then it had this, like, Elements of Zelda where you see this blood orange glowing neon undercarriage in certain spots. And you're like, oh, that's the go shoot me spot. So, but this thing, we thought we were fortified. We're all just all ready for the boss wave. Then this thing comes out and just says, oh, razors? Nope. Jumps over. Disables our heavy guns. We had two of which were upgraded. Took out both those. It was shooting spikes and just jumping all over the place. There was just mad fire going all over the place. Grenades being thrown, and people were falling down. You'd go pick them up. Another person would fall down. Believe it or not, we actually made it through the wave. We actually got up close to 30, and then we finally got taken down. Now with that, we played again, and we started seeing that, oh, it negates points from you that you use for buying your. I say basically they're like rec packs from Halo. If you're a Halo player, you know what rec packs are. Well, this is a Microsoft game, and guess what? They have gear packs, which are basically the exact same thing that they contain as those packs from Halo. Now, it get with these negative modifiers, so that it actually makes it better for you just to start all the way over than to continue going. And so our team started to break up, but before they did, I took an opportunity to go back and look at the gamer tags, look at their names. I had a theory. These guys played so well without using mics. They had to have come from something. And that something, sure enough, was Destiny. That brings me into one other little thing I'm going to talk about. Well, little. We had our first, you know, for the Rise of Iron expansion, we had our first, and it's still actually ongoing as of this moment and when this releases. We had the first Iron Banner. I can't tell you how good it was to see the community band together and start playing the game again and get the enjoyment out of it that they've been getting. Destiny is just this kind of miracle thing. This community that can come together, they can be, you know, brash with each other and get frustrated with some of the stuff that the devs do every now and then, but it's because they're passionate. I mean, they raised over, how was it, like over $500,000 as a donation from a community, you know, for charity. It's just amazing to be a part of that, because that's exactly what you are. You're a Destiny player. You're part of that community. And so it was just a cool thing to see this build up. And it also, the Iron Banner was dropping loot like crazy, getting people ready for, guess what? The hard mode raid. We will talk more about that on the next full recording that we do. Dialing it back a little bit. Some stuff that we want to do is, you know, if you listen to us, get active with us on Twitter. Get active, follow us, go to our webpage, get signed up, comment on any articles that start coming out. We're gonna start opening up the floodgates. We're gonna have product reviews. You know, I know that BFATS82 has been hooked on Razer products, and so he's going to get out there and put together a little thing up on Razer. We're going to have budget buy stuff that's going to go on there. We're going to even get to the point where it's like, I'm going to throw together quick fix meals for the health savvy gamer, because I got to start doing that. So I figured if I'm going to do it, I'm going to put it out for our listeners. We want to be a little bit of everything. And we want you guys to help us shape the future of what we do. We have all these goals, all these ideas, but we're nothing without our listeners. So if you've been listening and you've been enjoying us, but you've been a little bit on the quiet side, now's your chance to get involved. And what we want to start doing is, you get involved, you message us, you talk to us, we're going to give shout outs. We're going to be all over the place. That's what we do. That's what we want to be about. We want to be chest deep in our community. So quit being quiet, get involved with us. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to start randomly picking people. You're like, hey, we noticed that you have been messaged on Twitter. You ever been on a podcast? We want to bring you on. We want to give you a real voice, get you out there and communicate and get you involved with the community that you're listening to. You can do all that by either reaching out to us on Twitter at Geekologist Radio, minus the T because of character restrictions, or on geekologistradio.com. You can go there and you can sign up and message us. Or we even have a Gmail account, geekologistradio@gmail.com. Now, I know this has been it was a Gears-focused little tidbit, kind of more of an article that I wrote up. But it's just, we wanted to get something out there. It's for you guys to listen to. And we really want you guys to start saying what you want to hear more of. If you have criticism, you know, we can't grow without what you talk. I know that one of our listeners is someone who I work with, and whenever I get a chance to see him, he bounces things off of me, and we appreciate it. Mr. Eric, amazing dude. Thank you. Keep it coming. But let's just keep going. If you want to hear family stuff, the other thing is we're talking about is we're also looking at trying to get more family focused sideshows and other elements to our actual episodes. So, you know, we've been talking, you know, Cajun's been talking about Koolapari. Amazing show. Great for family. One thing I want to talk about is something I've already been bringing up, and they just saw the trailer for, freaking amazing, is the Troll Hunter. Oh, it's going to be so good. It just, the animation is just like How to Train a Dragon, but it's just the lore behind it and everything is just spectacular. And that is something that I will be delving into and we'll definitely be talking a lot about. If you got a show that you want us to look into, that's another thing. Hit us up. Now, I'm kind of rambling a bit here, so I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to dial it back. But you can reach me at Mr. Damian Nash on Twitter or by our email. You can reach BFOUTS82 at BE_FOUTZ. That's on Twitter. You can reach Two Wolves, Chris Nunes, at TWOWOLVZZ. And Caucasian Saints all over the place. I know that he's got an interesting Twitter. We're gonna work on that. So
ESP Instigator. It's ESPINSTIGATOR.
So with that, I'm going to call it a night, and we're going to be right back to it. Thursday night, we're going to be recording. We're going to have a crap ton of information to talk about, and we look forward to continually putting out great content across the board for you guys.